such a scary nightmare. I didn't know nightmares could be that scary. I think that's the scariest one I've ever seen. Okay, I have to calm down and stop shaking. Deep breaths. Gosh, I can't calm down. Why do I still feel so afraid? I'm already awake, so I... It's coming from you! You dummy! Why didn't you tell me you woke up too? Oh gosh, and all those feelings coming from you. Hey, calm down. Look at me. You're fine. You're alright. Look, you're right here in your room with me, your favorite, and also very annoyed, very familiar, right here in front of you. It's okay. And if you'll roll properly over onto your back so your chest is level, then I can land on it. Thank you. Yeah, we had a really bad nightmare. And by we, I mean you. You're always one who has those really scary nightmares. My dreams are always the much less weird and scary ones, but your dreams are always so crazy that they usually overtake mine, and so here we are again, up in the middle of the night. No, I'm not mad, so don't apologize. Shush. And you're breathing way too hard. You're gonna make me lose my balance and fall over, and I'm still half asleep. You need to just relax, okay? So, just keep looking at me. I'm too small for you to see my chest moving, so I'm gonna take my hand and put it on level to my belly, okay? As I'm taking a breath, I'm gonna raise it up to my face. And I want you to follow it and take a breath as it moves. Got it? And your breath is smelly, but don't worry about it. Just do what I say, because you're still too stressed and I can sense it and I don't like it. Okay, so here we go. Watch my hand and up and back down. And back up. And back down again. And back up again. And down again. All right. Good. I don't need to ask if you're feeling better because I can already feel it. Now keep your big head right where it is. There. Another reminder that I'm here with you and you're safe. And if you say anything about me just doing that, you'll get a slap in all those places next. Got it, dummy? Don't worry, scaredy cat. I'm just flying over to get a drink of water from the glass here. I can tell you aren't very thirsty right now, but if you do later, you better get up and drink something. Got it? You know how annoyed I get when you go be a jerk and neglect yourself. Now, pull down the blankets. I'm gonna get back on your chest and lay down. Hurry up! There, finally. Now, pull the blanket back up before we both freeze, dummy. There. Thanks, dummy. You're a dummy, you know that? like the biggest dummy in the world, and it drives me crazy. Nuts. Insane. And stop your laughing, jerk. It's making me bounce up and down, and it's annoying. You make an annoying bet a lot of the time. You know that? So, you're just lucky that even though you're a huge dummy, you also make a really warm and comfortable bed the majority of the other times. I can still feel you're a bit on edge, though. Even though you're too much of a dummy to admit it, I can still feel it. And my heart is still beating faster than normal. Or did you forget that our hearts always beat at the same rhythm, so you can't ever hide it from me? Even though you already knew that fact like a billion times before now. Well, anyways, your hands are being useless laying there by your side. So bring them up and just hold me, alright? And you better not stop holding me like this till morning, got it? Good. Better not forget. Don't expect me to get off your chest for the rest of the night either. Did you just say I'm cute? Oh, I'm warning you, dummy jerk. You know how I get when you call me stuff like that, so don't you even start. Not tonight. Love me. Love me. You. Gosh, you jerk. What did I say? First, you call me cute, and then you say you love me? Has all that fear from our nightmare gone to your head? Made you an even dumber dummy than normal. I just... whatever, fine. Maybe I like you a lot in love and whatever too, okay? But if you're going to say stuff like that, then just don't talk at all for the rest of the night. Say anything like that again and your chest is gonna get a smack too next, got it? Dummy. Always saying dummy and dummy things. You're finally starting to really relax. Good. I'm just glad because it means we can go back to sleep soon. Though don't forget, I'm not leaving your chest till morning, so you have to stay on your back all night. So, about that nightmare, I know it's not something you have control over or whatever, and, like, you know I don't blame you for it, right? Good. Maybe not as big a dummy as I thought. Do you remember what it was about? I don't need you to write a book or give me an hour-long speech or anything, but... sometimes talking about it can help, and since I'm already here, I wouldn't care if you wanted to a little. Don't really remember it, huh? Well, I guess that's sort of lucky for you, because I remember all of it. It was really, really scary, having those things chasing after us, and all the scary sounds they made were so real. But, like, I mean... they were chasing us, but even as we were running, we were still together, and never lost each other. Like, you held me right there against your shoulder as you ran, and I yelled some real mean stuff at those things while you did. So, even though it was scary and thought we were gonna die, we were still together. We never really lost each other, and you never left me alone like a mega jerk might have done. So, just remember that, alright? I know you're gonna have another scary dream again in the future and drag me into it, but just try not to forget in that dummy head of yours that it doesn't matter if we're still running around in this world, or dream world. We always stay together. Got it? Good. As long as you remember that, then I won't mind as much. You know, after we did that whole, well, you know what, stuff together, feels like our connection has changed. Don't ask me how, because I'm not a professor and I don't know why or how, but everything feels more intense, I guess. So we just have to be more careful now, I guess. Stay closer to each other more than we used to and pay closer attention to our feelings. Also, if we ever have more bad dreams and you wake up feeling like how you did this time, you're going to call for me right away and not make me get all worried and have to come over on my own, right? Got it? Good. As long as you do all that, I think we'll be okay. And, if I have a bad dream, then I'll do the same, and you better come get me right when I call. You will, right? Okay, good. And tomorrow morning, depending on how big a dummy I still think you are by then, we might be able to do that thing together again. But don't get your hopes up, or I'll just say no. Because it's not like I like doing that all the time, because it's gross and embarrassing. I'm not big dirty fiend like you are. It's not like I like doing it all that much. It just feels good, and I know it makes you feel good, and now I'm dropping it. Starting to get really sleepy. I can feel you're getting really sleepy too. I'm glad you finally relaxed again. Hope you finally really remembered that you're, well, you're mine, my human. And as long as you are, you won't be alone. At least not unless you become too big a jerk. But even if you become the biggest jerk in the world, it's not like I'd really leave you anyways, I guess. Okay, we're about to fall asleep again, so just remember what I said, okay? Don't you dare stop holding me close to your chest. No matter what dream we have, I'll still be there. Biggest, grossest jerk of a dummy. But I still maybe love you anyway. And you'd still always be my human. And you know I'd always be your fairy. Yours.